Everyone, if you would hide your seat. The Appropriations Committee on Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development will now come to order. Brooke, please call the roll.
Senator Collins. Senator Segley. Here. Senator Grawl. Here. Senator Perry. Senator Paulski. Senator Powell. Senator Stewart.
Here.
Senator Thompson. Here. Senator Wright. Senator Yarborough. Here. Vice Chair Trumbull. Senator Collins.
Here.
Chair Hooper.
Here. I believe a quorum is present.
Yes.
Senator Wright and Senator Polsky are presenting bills and are in the building, but will be here, and Senator Trumbull is en route. We're going to start this morning. We have two bills to hear before we dive into the budget. A reminder, if you wish to speak before the committee, please fill out an appearance card and give it to a member of the sergeant staff. You check the box to waive your speaking time. We will read your into the record your position. And a reminder about, let me check mine, to turn off your cell phones if you haven't done so yet. I'm good. Joining us this morning is Senator Rodriguez, who has two bills on tab two. Senators, there is CS for SB 726. Good morning, Senator. You're recognized.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the committee. Senate Bill 726 is in regards to the library cooperatives in the state of Florida. There are currently five multi-type library cooperatives servicing all 67 counties by region. Multi-type library cooperatives service all types of libraries, from your local county library, K through 12 libraries, higher ed libraries, and any specialty library that exists. Services that are provided include group purchasing for services such as ebooks and training for library staff. This bill simply eliminates the statutory cap that was put into place when the program was created. The cap that is in place is unique to this program, as most programs created in statute do not have one. And that is the bill.
Are there questions of the sponsor on the bill? Seeing none. Are there any appearance cards? We have none. Is there debate? Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waived close, Brooke, call the roll, please, on CS for SB 726.
Senator Collins.
Yes.
Senator DeSegley.
Yes.
Senator Grawl. Senator Perry. Senator Polsky. Senator Powell.
Yes.
Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Senator Thompson.
Yes.
Senator Wright. Senator Yarborough.
Yes.
Vice Chair Trumbull. Chair Hooper.
Yes, and by your vote, show CS for SB 726 reported favorably. On tab three, senators, we have SB 588 by Senator Rodriguez, Enforcement of School Zone Speed Limits. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hundreds of thousands of Florida students cross roadways on their way to and from school, and nowhere in America are they more in danger from cars than Florida. And a 2018 study by ZenDrive found that Florida ranked 50th of all states in terms of unsafe driving in school zones. 20 Florida counties, both rural and urban, received Fs for driver behavior in school zones. Pedestrian fatalities and injuries are preventable by more effective and efficient enforcement. This legislation gives communities a simple, effective, and inexpensive way to protect students. This bill allows law enforcement agencies to install school zone speed detection devices that deter vehicles from speeding through school zones and record potential violations for law enforcement review. The speed detection systems would only operate on school days, beginning 30 minutes before school and 30 minutes after school. And that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Having explained the bill, I see we have one amendment. Senators, the amendment barcode 901476 is by me.
By who?
Do you want me to explain it?
If you would explain
it,
please.
I will, absolutely.
I got budget stuff everywhere.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind at all. The amendment makes a series of improvements to the bill that originated in the House last week, adds provisions protecting citizens' right to privacy by prohibiting automated or user-controlled remote surveillance through the programs, limits the use of recorded images or photographs only to document school zone speeding violations and for purposes of determining criminal or civil liability, and it requires any recorded video or photograph be destroyed within 90 days after the final disposition of the case. And that is the amendment.
Having explained the amendment, are there questions on the amendment?
I have a question.
Senator Stewart, you're right.
Thank you. We have red light cameras in Orange County, and that is our way of identifying who the real driver of the vehicle is. So is this amendment say that you cannot identify the driver who is violating the school zone? I'm curious about that.
Senator Rodriguez.
Thank you. Yes, the violation would be assessed to the vehicle and not the driver. So that's correct.
Okay, follow up. So if a friend is taking your children to school and they're violating this, the owner of the vehicle then gets the $100 fine.
Thank you, right. Mr. Chairman. Yes, Senator. If a person was not the owner of the vehicle, is driving the vehicle and goes over 11 miles over the speed limit or more, then yes, the vehicle would be the one that would be getting the fine, yeah.
Okay, I have another question, but I'll do it on the bill.
Additional questions on the amendment? Seeing none, I have no appearance cards for the amendment. Is there debate on the amendment? Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Waive close.
Having waived close, is there objection to the adoption of the amendment? Seeing none, show that motion approved. We're now back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Senator Powell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Rodriguez, with this bill, the radar enforcement, I know that there's an amendment that allows for there to be a signage showing that this will be photo enforced, and I've seen the schematic of the sign. One of the questions I have, though, is there a location placement for the radar? Does it begin as soon as someone crosses that threshold and last until they get out of the threshold of the school zone, or is it somewhere in the middle, does it last the entirety? Is that defined, or do you know from your conversations?
Senator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Those are great questions, Senator Powell. So the detection, the enforcement would be only from the moment the vehicle enters into the school zone. In a past version of this bill, it was like when it was it was not as narrow. We've tried to narrowly define this as much as possible, in the hopes of gaining more acceptance from everyone. But it is only within the school zone at this time.
Thank you. Follow-up?
You're recognized.
One of the reasons I asked that question is I had a constituent who asked this question. There are some locations where the school zone falls within a traffic light, and the flashing lights are prior to entering the school zone, and they may be in the school zone and they'll stop at our traffic light and then realize when they start going again, oh, wait a minute, I'm in a school zone. So I was wondering if there's a catch for situations like that, just so people know they're under radar detection the entirety of the time that they're within the school zone.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if a school identifies the need to adopt this type of technology to improve safety in their area, then the signage will be adequate to inform people that they are being recorded in that area. So that is part of the program. And there's also going to be a 30-day information campaign, so to speak, where people will not be fined and they will be told this is coming, this is happening, so that they know ahead of time that this area will eventually have this type of technology. So people... It's not a gotcha program. We don't want to, you know, ticket people necessarily, but we do want to have safer school zones.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Follow-up. Thank you for mentioning that. You talked about the 30-day information campaign, and I saw that additional language added. There's already a 30-day marketing campaign to do the traffic cameras. In this, there's the additional 30-day. But does it entail exactly what that has to look like. You indicated it will be where they put the signage up, people are not receiving the tickets. Is that just what the marketing campaign will be, or is there some kind of campaign that has to happen where people are mailed something or TV information, or is it just a variety of things that are put in place for awareness?
Senator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe it's up to the local government as to what methodology they want to use to communicate with people in that area, whether it's mail, digital, social media. I don't think it's, that's not really stipulated in this bill. It's more up to them how they want to communicate this information.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep.
Senator Perry, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. So this would be similar to the red light cameras. It's auto-enforced, or it just have cameras that automatically record speed and send that information to whomever? Is that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Perry. Yes, it is similar in that regard. And again, it's only for those who exceed the school zone limit by 11 miles per hour or more. Yes.
So 11 miles an hour is in the bill. So as you're saying, whether you're slowing down or speeding up, getting into the speed zone. So if it's 11 miles an hour, it's a 15-mile-an-hour speed school zone. You're saying they can be doing 26 miles?
Up to 20, Mr. Chairman, yes.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Up to 26 miles per hour. If they go at 27, then they are violating the speed. Okay. Feel free to jump. Phone a friend.
Okay. And 11 miles an hour is in the entire zone. It doesn't matter if you're starting or going through a traffic light and speeding back up to get out of the school zone. It's 11 miles an hour in the entire school zone area.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Senator Rodriguez, one question. Who reviews the infraction data prior to issuance of a citation? Is it law enforcement or is it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, it is law enforcement. And it could be a person who wants to, you know, take it to court and argue. They can. They have the right to do so.
So that's slightly different than a red light camera in that a law enforcement officer may review an issue or somebody other than law enforcement. Your bill does state that law enforcement does the review.
Yes.
Any other questions? Senator Stewart.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. In Orange County, we have an ordinance that already exists that requires the driver to be identified. So if they choose, because I know this is an option of choice, if they choose to use this bill's statute, then for those cameras put in at those locations, that ordinance would not apply.
You're right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this bill would only, again, focus on the vehicle and not the driver. And you're saying that in Orange County, the technology is meant to identify the driver?
Correct.
Okay.
We have these cameras at school.
Right.
And the way the system works is that we got in a lot of trouble because we weren't identifying who was going to get the ticket. Mm-hmm. So they put this ordinance into effect so that that would happen. But this particular bill would not affect that ordinance for those cameras, or would they have to switch out to a new system?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe that the ones that are in Orange County in place would remain as they are, and then any of the new ones that come in would be under this new system.
As a follow-up, so they couldn't continue to put their own system under their ordinance in and choose not to use this, when they could continue to use the system that they've been using for, like, I don't know, 5 years?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If they're happy with that system and they're comfortable using that system, then they can continue using that system.
Okay. And, well, the $100 that has been placed in here as a fine, Orange County's is much double that. So would, I guess there's no way that this, if they decide to put in effect the what this bill stipulates, then those only got $100. They wouldn't get the fine that is usually given out to the drivers that are affected by what the ordinance has in place. So it would be $100.
Yes, that is correct. It would be $100. And I'm happy to go into what those $100 cover if you want me to.
I've read it, but maybe for the public.
For the general public, I'm happy to
know.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So of the $100, $20 would go towards the state general revenue fund. $60 would go toward the local municipality and must be used to administer school zone speed programs or other public safety initiatives. $12 would go toward local school districts to be used for school security initiatives, school transportation, or improving safety of student walking conditions. And then $3 would go toward FDLE criminal standards and training fund. And lastly, $5 would go toward the crossing guard recruitment and retention program established in the bill, which is a priority of the Florida Crossing Guard Association.
Good. Additional questions? Seeing none, I have several appearance cards. First is Nancy Lawther, PhD, representing the Florida PTA, waiving her time in support. Jennifer Pritt for the Florida Police Chiefs Association, waiving her time in support. Chief Edward Hudak from the Coral Gables Police Department is waiving his time in support. And last, Miss Angela Drzewicki from the Tampa Police Department, waiving her time in support. We are in debate. Is there a debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Rodriguez, you are recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, I'm you know, very passionate about this issue. I've filed this bill in the past. I think that this is a tremendous step in the right direction toward improving safety in our schools in the state of Florida. And with that, I ask for your support.
Senator Rodriguez, having closed, Brooke, please call the roll on CS for CS for SB 588.
Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator DeSegli?
Yes.
Senator Grawl?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thompson? Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Yarborough? Vice Chair Trumbull? Chair Hooper?
Yes, and by your vote, show CS for CS for SB 588 reported favorably. Have a good day, Senator. That is our bills for the day. We have this little budget thing to talk about. I'm assuming that's why everybody's here. So I think each of you have in front of you a spreadsheet. Senators, we develop a good government budget that provides for the transportation, tourism, and economic development activities of the state. The total new funding over the base is 52 full-time employees and approximately $21 billion. This includes over $250 million spent on local funding initiatives. The majority of local funding initiatives are in the transportation area, with additional projects funded to support community and workforce development. Some of the major issues that you will find in the spreadsheet is the Hurricane Recovery Grant Program for $350 million, the Transportation Work Program for $13.4 billion, the Library, Cultural, and Historical Initiatives for $50.2 million. Emergency preparedness has included an additional 22 full-time employees and $11.7 million. Visit Florida is funded at $80 million. The Florida Job Growth Grant funding is at $75 million. The Law Enforcement Recruitment Bonus Program is funded at $20 million. The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle Resources, 21 FTEs and $2.5 million. The Florida National Guard Joint Enlistment Enhancement Program is funded at $3 million. And the DMA Facilities Repair and Maintenance is funded at $9.5 million. The spreadsheet you have in front of you, and none of you have yet, will show you the agency legislative budget request, all of the local funding initiatives. If you have had a moment to look through them, we'll be glad to answer any of your questions. Just a note that this lady sitting to my left, Ms. Charlotte Jarrett, and her entire team, including Brooke and Sarah and the whole team, folks, they live here. They have they get to go home and take a shower, I think, once a day if necessary. But I can't thank them enough. And in addition to that, Appropriations Chairman Broxson and President Pasadomo have been very gracious in how they have approached this budget process, how they have listened to the appropriations chairs, and reacted in a way that I think most of you will find better than maybe in previous years. So we're ready to take any of your questions if anybody has any. Notice we didn't hand these out much earlier, so you'd have questions, so that's good. I will tell you that next week this budget, if approved by the committee, will roll out to the full appropriations committee. At that time, we will talk about amendments. Each of you is entitled to offer amendments. Although they are not published yet, the rules should be the same, that you must stay in the same silo. The minimum will have to be $250,000 unless it fully funds the project you are amending. I think there's an opportunity for some movement in the amendment process if you or anyone listening or out there sees issues that you may wish to have funded, feel free to come see me. We may have an opportunity to make your day better. Adam Jarrett, anything you wish to add to that? Okay. Any questions? I have no appearance cards. That's good. So, Senator Collins moves to allow staff to make any technical adjustments. Hearing no objection, would show that amendment adopted. Senator Polsky, you are recognized.
Thank you. I missed tab 2, Senate Bill 726. I'd like to be recorded in the affirmative, please.
Okay. We weren't there yet, but we'll do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were ending.
Without objection, show that motion approved. And Senator Collins further moves to accept the Appropriations Committee on Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development for fiscal year 2023-24 Senate budget proposal as a recommendation to the full Senate Appropriations Committee. Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, show that motion is adopted. Now, is there any senator that may have missed, besides Senator Polsky, that may have missed a vote? Senator Wright.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On tab 2, Senate Bill 726, in the affirmative.
Without objection, show that motion adopted. Anyone else? That is our agenda for the day. I'm sure you're all looking for a spreadsheet, and I don't know how many we have, but there may be some available eventually. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Senator Grawl moves that we adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. The meeting is adjourned.